This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
54 years ago, my dad took me to see Don Giovanni, and the Met was on tour in Detroit. And it was with Leontine Price and Giorgio Tozzi and all these stellar people. And I was just hooked. I mean, I was just instantly, unbelievably knocked off my feet by the emotions that got through the opera. It's taken me 54 years to actually get to perform it.
That's Stephen Arante, conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni this Saturday night at the Wilson Center.
The Wilmington Symphony is cooperating with the UNCW Opera Outreach Project that Nancy King directs. Our cast consists of students or recent graduates from that program. And we also have the UNCW Chamber Choir, and then we have the members of the Wilmington Symphony. The orchestra actually is going to be on stage with the cast, just behind the cast.
It's a big stage, though.
It's a big stage, right. And there are places, for instance, in some of the scenes where we're in Don Giovanni's palace, and he supposedly has orchestras on stage playing for the entertainment. We're that, and so the cast is going to interact with the musicians on stage.
Tell me the story.
Of Don Giovanni?
Yes, please.
This is the Don Juan story, and this is about the, as the original notes in the opera say, a licentious young gentleman who has a series of amorous conquests that he's left in his wake. And so the opera opens with him in the apartment of Donna Anna, and he is trying to sexually assault her. She fights him off, and they go out into the street, and her father comes out to rescue her, and so he kills the father. And so in the scene after that, the servant comes out and said, "Nice going, you raped the daughter and killed the father." So that's how it starts. And so pretty much the rest of the opera is spent with the so-called good guys trying to get revenge. And Don Giovanni keeps pursuing women. Essentially, anytime a woman crosses the stage, he suddenly loses track of where he was and he starts following her. So it's Mozart called it a drama giocoso, which is it's not quite a comic opera. It's a drama with some comedy in it. And so he alternates between those comic elements. And then toward the end, Don Giovanni meets his end because the man that he murdered comes back as a statue and drags him into the flames of hell.
Dr. Arante says the servant Leporello might be the only true good guy in the show. And Leporello provides a lot of comic relief.
There is an aria in which Leporello is trying to console someone who has been rejected by Don Giovanni, and he just thinks the perfect way to console her is to tell her about the thousands of other women who have had the same fate. And so he brings out this pad of paper, and he starts reading off the number of lovers Don Giovanni has had in each country. And this catalog keeps falling on the floor as he keeps peeling the pages off. And when he finally gets to Spain, he says, 1,003 ladies in Spain, and you're one of them. I think Mozart was heading in a direction that would have been fascinating to see if he had lived a little bit longer. This has a lot of the understanding of human emotions. Some of the melodies and harmonies are so emotional that you really feel sympathy for the characters. But because of the tragic elements, especially when the statue enters the scene at the end, and there are three trombone players in the orchestra that don't even get to play until the statue enters 2 hours into the opera. But all of a sudden, you know he means business there.
That's Stephen Arante, conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. Don Giovanni is on stage one night only this Saturday at 7:30 at the Wilson Center. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.